Jancic, voice of the Bronkbusters, back here at Flat Mountain Brew House for tonight's coaches show. We bring on our final interviewer onto the show, Mr. Terrell Elliott, the hometown player. A big surprise for a lot of people that you made the announcement not committing to a Division I. And let's talk about that, because I think that was probably one of the biggest shockers. I mean, obviously a monumental career for the high school under the coaching of Coach Hill. One of the best linemen in the 6A part of the state of Kansas. You mean, you played in the Shrine Bowl. You had so many offers. You had, Air Force looking at you, Army, a lot of great Division I's. But you chose to stick with the family and go through Garden City. Let's talk about that. Ultimately, what was that decision like in, sticking to the home turf?
I just talked to my brother and my father a lot. They've been through it. So, I mean, I really appreciated the people that recruited me and all the offers I had, but I wouldn't feel right if I settled. So I talked it over with my dad and my brother, and they said same thing. If you don't feel that's the right fit and you feel like you're settling, and then Garden City was one of my first offers, and then they've always been in contact with me. The D-line coach was always coming to school, always coming to the game, so I just felt the most connection to them at the end of the day, so that's what I chose to do.
And you mentioned your brother. I mean, we were just talking about this before coming onto the airways. What's it like watching your brother on TV? Obviously, sometimes you don't line up on the same game time as Indiana does, but, I mean, watching him play for the Hoosiers, I mean, that's probably something kind of surreal to you.
Yeah, and most definitely. These past 3 years he's been there, it's been a great experience watching him play, especially – being able to go to the games. And I remember a great moment when he had a Penn State game and they beat Penn State in Indiana. That was a surreal moment because he had some really big plays, and it just goes to show, like, he's doing it, and it just shows, like, I can do it one day.
You know, you mentioned that. What's it like to have someone like that? I mean, a brother that's on – you know, the defensive line, a starting defensive lineman for a Division I program that's well notably known for football. I mean, they have tremendous success over there. I mean, what's it like to have that first key access to your brother, to be, calling him and asking him questions, or having that throughout your entire career, from middle school up through high school? What's that like to be able to lean on him and get that advice and that, kind of same similar?
It's been a good experience. I remember he come back on his bye week when we were playing in Liberal, and I was going through the motions in the game, just getting some corners here and there, and it made me better at the end of the day. So it's been a great experience to have him, all the experience he's had at D1, JUCO, and he's basically feeding it back to me. So, and it's also giving me something to chase. He did all these great things at the high school, at JUCO, and now at D1. So he's basically giving me someone to chase and someone to be better.
Obviously, start of the season for you, you've had a little bit of the quickest way, and that's really shows what kind of character Coach Minnick has with you guys, and what the true overall goal is to get you guys in and out and get you to the next level. For you, obviously not having as much time on the field for you, do you feel like this is a time for you to kind of work and develop on, certain things as far as a lineman goes, and more personally as a player goes? Or, is this time that you're taking to focus on a lot of your schoolwork? I mean, what's this been like, obviously, not being a starting guy on the defense?
I've been mainly my coach, D-line coach, been focusing on technique, because at the end of the day, you don't got to be the fastest, you don't got to be strongest, but if you can be technically sound, you can be the greatest on the field. That's really, I've been focusing on my technique as much as possible.
And then obviously you've got great teammates surrounding you. Obviously you were kind of the top dog, if you would say, when it came to Garden City High School. You were the guy that everyone looked at, everyone leaned on you, and Sebastian kind of put up that heavy front. But now here at Garden City, you've got other guys to kind of mentor with. You got Raymond, a strong All-American defensive end. What's it been like, mixing and dashing with some of these defensive linemen? I mean, it's obviously an inside battle as far as who's the better or top dog, but at the end of the day, you guys perform as a team. But what's it been like, working with those guys?
It's been great. Raymond, he's that guy. He's really good, and I love watching him. When we do one-on-ones in practice, you can learn a lot from him. He gets after during one-on-ones, and also Zach on our team, he's a great dude too. So those guys, just watching them, how they perform in the game and how they perform in practice, it's really like motivational, because they are guys, like, they are really good. So I'm trying to, like, take some of their moves and put into my own game. So I was just taking what they put on the field and practice and try to add it to my own arsenal.
And for you, it's not doing it alone. You're not the only kid that's from around here on the team. You've got your old team, Ramsey, on the defensive well safety spot. You know, a couple other kids, Cooper Henson, Caden Johnson from Holcomb. You know, there's kids around here that you know and kind of familiarized with. What's that been like, you know, kind of having, you know, those guys to, you know, lean on as well? You know, you can still have that conversation with an old high school buddy like Cooper.
It's been great, you know, having like someone you know from high school who you do this, and with Cooper and Caden, who, like, we didn't really necessarily play them in high school, but we were in camps, we played versus them in camp and stuff. So having like that kid from Kansas that you know, coming to the JUCO, there's a lot of kids from out of state. So it's great to have that, like, sense of home, friends, and feeling to share your experiences with.
You know, obviously, you mentioned the home feeling and stuff like that. It's obviously unique for you to be able to stay close to home, to your family. Big supporters of you all the way throughout high school. I think a lot of my audio clips last year from some of the late high school games I was able to pick up, I mean, it's always going back and listening to the big plays that you have, and your parents are always the first ones to be up and sharing. That's just the type of people they are. But looking back at the high school side of things, your high school alma mater, the Buffaloes, they're doing really well this season. They're starting off strong, 4-1. Took an unfortunate loss to Hayes, but we all know how tough Hayes has been the last couple of years. But what's that been like for you to be able to support your home alma mater on Friday, and then you're right back at home on Saturday to go out there onto the field and play at the higher level?
It's a great feeling to see him, Coach Hill, have success with those guys, those younger guys. I remember I was a senior, and we were playing together, and it was a great time playing with those younger guys. I get texts from them all the time. And then I just congratulate them, doing well, keep grinding, keep going. And then I watched that Hayes game when we were out of town, and it was a great game. They put up a great fight. But it's just it's been awesome to see how much success they've had this year.
Already, Terrell, obviously a big matchup with Independence this week, and you're going to get a little bit of rep time as well. You know, talk about what the big message has been this week. Obviously, yeah, the high is there from the win over Dodge. It's always a great day to beat Dodge. And but more to gain, and there's still a lot of games left out there, and this one's an important one as well. What's been the overall message this week, trying to stay on foot, on track, and then trying to go into Saturday with a good performance as well?
Coach Jones always emphasizes, do your job, do your job, do your job. Don't try to be the hero. Just do what your coaches put you on the field to do, and just do it at 100%. And you come each week 1-0. Nothing, you can't do nothing about last week, the week before that. You can't live in the past. He just says, keep preparing for the present and prepare for the future. That's all you can do, and you want to know each week.
As someone always says, control what you can control, and everything else will fall into place as planned. But T, we appreciate your time as always. It's always fun. You know, I told Baylen the first time you walked onto the field, I think it was versus Iowa Central, Iowa Western. I pointed out, I said, I think 41's out of the field. Terrell's getting his first appearance. And I mean, kid, it's been fun to watch you whenever you hit the field. But wish you the best of luck throughout the rest of the season. Obviously, a lot still to gain. And we can't wait to see what the team does overall throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Talking with Terrell Elliott, one of the hometown guys. The name's familiar. DeMarcus, his older brother, as well, playing now for the Hoosiers up in Indiana. They've got a big game coming up this weekend as well as so do the Bronkbusters. Let's go ahead and take a quick look at the schedule coming up for this weekend. A lot of great activities coming your way. Last night, Bronkbuster Volleyball took a tough loss to ranked number 15 Seward County in a 3-1 loss. Overall in that game, men's soccer taking a 5-1 loss to Cali as well. Yesterday, women's soccer taking a loss 3-2 as well to Cali as well. Coming up this weekend, obviously Saturday, women's soccer going to be playing against Hutchinson over there in Hutch at Gowan Stadium. That's going to be a 2:00 kick. And then obviously later that night, there will be the home game versus Independence. So I do want to remind folks, there is a tailgate for that. That's going to be starting at 5:00 in the parking lot, brought to you by the college and Hidden Trail. So it's going to be a big showing out for that as well. So make sure you make it out. 6:30 pregame, 7:00 opening kick for that game on 99.9 of the Rock. And then on Sunday, Garden City men's soccer will be taking on Northeastern Junior College at 2:00 on the road. Appreciate all the coaches, Coach Caleb Cox and his two players, Gunnar Narker and Connor Camden, coming in for baseball as they get ready for a big back season this year. The underdogs, is like they would like to say, and claim themselves as. And then obviously, football-wise, bringing in Coach Chanel Jones and some of the players, MJ Singleton, Terrell Elliott. Want to thank those guys, appreciate their time for taking that out of their schedule and coming and joining us. We're always here at Fly Mountain Brew House every Thursday night for the coaches show. Come on in. And they always show Thursday night football right now. The Broncos up 3-0 on the Colts. So good news for me. I don't know how long that can hang on, but we'll see. You know, Terrell, you're still on the, you're still listening, so you can chime in on this. But I don't know what it is, man. Who do you root for as far as football goes?
I go for the Seahawks.
Okay, so there you go. You got week one win. I don't know what it is. I told Baylen this earlier. I said, I don't know what it is with Denver, but they're getting all the weird primetime matchups this season. Third one already, but there you go. You can laugh. You started laughing as soon as I mentioned the Broncos, but there you go. That's why he's laughing, because the Seahawks took that win in week one. But it's all right. But no, Terrell, thanks for your time. And but that's going to do it for the coaches show here from Flat Mountain Brew House. Remember, we're always here from 7 to 8 every Thursday night. Come on in, get a drink, have a bite to eat with some of the players, some of the coaches, and see what it's like inside of their lives. And, you know, ask those questions. Come on out and support the Bronkbusters all season long. If you need more information, go to GoBronkBusters.com. That's where you can find all the schedules, results, all the information that you need. For myself, Don Janicek, voice of the Bronkbusters, we're going to get out of here. Say so long and good night. You've been listening to the Bronkbuster Coaches Show live from Flat Mountain Brew House, all right here on 99.9 The Rock.